and we are officially on Kidman Watch. That's right. Lioness starts filming in the area downtown, just about a block south of us. They're going to start blocking off roads tomorrow morning, but really, they'll start doing that tonight. So somewhere in one of these, probably hotels is around us.
Does that mean we're going to have to park our cars very far away?
Yes.
And is she going to valet?
No.
Because I'm going to need some assistance
maybe.
In this.
I don't know.
I mean, she can play any part. Why not that one?
We all do weird things in a divorce. So
got a soft spot in
that's okay, Texas too.
For the rest of some of those Texas topics, let's get you up to date on the state of our state. So, yeah, big weather is coming, and that would be this Friday, particularly as they have the timeline stretched out. Might see some isolated showers tomorrow night, but really all the action comes on Friday, right as the football games would be kicking off for the Texas high school football ranks as we go into week 8. So a lot, if they haven't done it yet, they probably are going to either move their games to Thursday night, which is what Aledo has done. So you'll hear that game tomorrow night. Here moved up, 6:30 pregame with Kevin Lundquist and the crew. Kickoff at 7, taking on Richland. So that'll be on Thursday. A lot of games doing that. I know North Crowley's doing that as well. And some have moved it over to Saturday, which is still going to be pretty squishy. Like 4 or 5, maybe even half a foot of rain, inch-wise, expected on that. So heads up on that. Check with your local school if you're planning on going right there.
So those wild fans of Texas Tech going to have a few less carbs in the crowd this year. Your fiance would be proud as tortilla throwing has been banned. Head coach Joey McGuire announcing they will no longer encourage nor permit this activity. It all kicked off in the early 1990s. Oh, and yeah. All due to the fact that the team can't seem to get the tortillas under control. They were docked with a 15-yard penalty earlier this month. And Coach McGuire understands the disappointment. You know, his daughter is a student. Mm-hmm. And he remembers all this from the 90s.
Yeah.
And he says, all this is on me. I encouraged it, and now I want it to stop.
Now, this is on the Big 12, who, again, makes a very dumb decision because they're the Big 12. Yeah. Now, this thing went away for a while because, yeah, it was during the old last days of Spike Dykes as the coach and Zebby Lethbridge. We didn't have much to celebrate as Texas Tech fans.
Well, I know.
At least consistently. But we had our tortillas.
You seem very resentful about this. Are you okay?
And when it all started is when the 15-yard penalties actually started. Way back, right as it kicked off, it was a problem. And then it kind of just, everybody accepted it, and there was a crew to clean it up, and we went about our bit, and they played the game. But the Big 12 decided to be dumb again because Tech is good. And Tech wants to be a big boy school now.
Of course,
because they're paying all players and stuff. So this is dumb.
I'm sorry.
It's also dumb that Texas Tech, this is our most hallowed tradition, really, when it comes to football.
Do you want me to call? Okay, no.
Speaking
of McGuire later.
Tradition. This comes up every couple of years, came up again, but now there's a big development. We talked about it briefly a couple of shows ago. They're renaming, and it was approved by the Fort Worth City Council, a stretch of White Settlement Road. A 9-2 vote in approval yesterday, last night, name change of White Settlement Road to West Side Drive. Now, this will only apply to a section, really, northwest downtown Fort Worth, so between University Drive and Henderson Street. So it doesn't even go to even the Joint Reserve Base on the renaming here. And that's because they're building a big development called Westside Village.
Ah.
And they didn't want the White Settlement name on their stationery. Now for the pushback there, the businesses that do have that on their stationery and
for
tax filings and
loud,
stuff,
yeah,
they got quite a bit of work to do on that, and probably money to pay, too. But this is always controversial. White Settlement Road comes up every couple of years. Everybody's confused and has their own variation on why it's named that. It's readily Googleable, but it comes up every few years. Yet, there's a road in Fort Worth just west of us, broadcasting now, that even intersects with that stretch to be renamed of White Settlement Road. That remains unchanged. And that would be Fock Yes Street. F-O-C-H Street.
Oh, dear.
street. You ever do a remote at a business on that street?
I have. I've done three. But I was going to say, I think I know three. Someone who
Elston
has.
Elston one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's even a long O. It's like an ah. Scariest thing you'll ever do on radio. And it's totally legal. Rename that, Fort Worth, please.
I'm going to give you the number of the manager to call.
I'll just say the street name. It's on them. And then throw a tortilla.
More new rules from the Southwest, and their boarding will be wackier than ever. Now, first, will be priority boarding. That is a fee, sir, a fee. Then comes Wilma. That is the order of window seats, then middle seats, then aisle seats.
Right.
From the back to the front. Military and those living with disabilities will still get on first.
Okay.
But this is all on the heels of their two free bag policy. It's gone.
Yeah.
CEO Bob Jordan, he said back in July that they'll have many unhappy customers, but many, many, many happy customers.
So there'll be a lot of people from that particular street in Fort Worth.
I mean, what, like, what do you do?
This
you
is
just
not
board
go
20
well.
Minutes after someone else that you're traveling with because...
Oh, man. I want to fly with you just to see you at the gate. Oh, that would be amazing.
Where is your manager?
Quick lawsuit update. Elon and X is going up against Apple and OpenAI in court. This is happening just about a block and a half away from us. It will. The case remain in Fort Worth, Texas. Federal Judge Mark Pittman ruled, and no idea on when it's going to start, but encouraged the tech companies to, quote, move their headquarters to Fort Worth, noting that the case is going to take a little while. Oh, yeah. So we're on Elon watch just down the street.
Look at that.
Not that street.
I know. And Nicole Kidman's single now.
Yeah.
Hold your engines there, Elon. Okay. Be careful. All right. Everyone who is anyone pops into Billy Bob's when they're in Fort Worth. They got some real A-listers a few weeks back. Elmo and Grover.
Yeah, man.
Did some line dancing. It's part of their road trip across America. We're going to be seeing it on Sesame Street in the very near future. They all went over, also went over to the State Fair of Texas and a Rangers game in May.
They didn't go to that other street?
No, they didn't.
Spell
they
it out.
They did not go to...
Congratulations. Every year, Zildjian. That is if you're a drummer, and you may pronounce it differently, but man, that's like the largest cymbal company in the world. And if you're a drummer, that you know exactly
it's,
what that is.
It's a thing.
It is the drummer's drummer. So Zildjian announces their top 10 drummers every year.
Oh, boy.
And they're like amateur, young. And congratulations to Alito's own David Arbeles.
Wow.
One of the top 40 young drummers in all the nation of 2025 right there in Alito, Texas.
That's fantastic.
He said he was shocked. He says he considers himself almost a beginner, but the entire community is celebrating. Well, not his neighbors. They're not very happy about it. And then Houston billionaires. This is a nice story to end on. Billionaires Rich and Nancy, appropriately kinder or kinder, perhaps, are giving away, they announced, 95% of their $11 billion fortune to local causes.
Oh.
95%. These Houston billionaires. And they own an energy company. They hope to, they said, quote, inspire their grandchildren to carry on their legacy of charitable giving. Which their grandchildren said, that street in Fort Worth, Texas.
Wake up with KB and Heather Lee.
We'll take the money.